Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Monday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is June 28th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing great. You know, I didn't think I'd be able to catch the end of the golf, and here I am. I'm just watching the great pillow fight of 2021. You know, we'll never forget the day that Harris and Kramer Hickok went to battle and just parred each other to death.
Four, just forever. Into the night. What is happening? Now there have been some, you know, clutch.
It's taken forever too. That's the other thing. It's not fast.
We're recording this as it's ongoing. I like ruined dinner tonight in the most preposterous way. I was hoping to just sneak out and like come upstairs and record, but this playoff just kept dragging on and dragging on, and I had to sit on the couch, take it all in, and take my screaming and crying and wailing children for messing up dinner. It was just, this playoff has ruined my night. So we just decided to hit record.
We're not waiting anymore. Harris English is in tight here on 18. This is what, the fourth time they've played it? This is the sixth playoff hole. Hopefully it's the last one, you know?
All right,
Kramer might can it. Who knows? Let's talk about other stuff, though.
We're seeing Hickok's friends and family.
Can we talk about Bubba? What happened to Bubba?
All time.
I was out setting pins, and I just watched him just plummet down the leaderboard. I was getting excited. He was going to win. I was going to get a win if I won it done, and he just sabotaged it.
Did Hickok just de-green? Looks close. Yeah, all-time
Thank
dump
God
in the cup.
It's over.
All-time dump in the cup honors, Bubba. So he's in the lead. He goes bogey, 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 double, bogey. Over his last five holes, goes from first to T19. Said he threw up on himself. What happened?
I don't know. I was setting pins for our event tomorrow. I thought he had it in the bag. I was starting to get excited. I was looking at the standings in my one and done, thinking I might be able to make a late season surge. He just blew them all up.
Not good. Though he heard you had him, and he decided to abdicate any responsibility of coming through for you.
Unbelievable. That's like the gettable part of the course too, where it all started.
I know. He made a par on 13, which is a par 5 that he just has to have, and then it was all downhill, going all the way into the house.
Let's talk about Nelly. I want to talk about Nelly.
Okay, Nelly Korda ends the American drought. I tell you what, if the American drought didn't end today, we were in for catastrophic double collapse.
Could have been a curse.
After Lexi at Olympic, it would have been just something. You wonder if it would ever happen again. But it was bound to end, and Nelly was the one that emerged in more or less a two-horse race with Lizette Salas at the Atlanta Athletic Club. She was excellent. She had two eagles on the par five. I don't want to disrespect Salas's game, right? Like, she's been a four-time, I think, All-America, USC. She's been on Solheim Cups. She's, like, a hell of a player. But this felt like a bit of a mismatch, more than just, she doesn't hit it as far. Like, and not as far,
like,
but
40-yard carry. 40-yard carry difference. It was awesome. But this is, like, one of the neat things that the women's game has, is they have this variety, right? It's unbelievable that they were even, that it was so close, that it was
all
just
weekend.
Them. Yeah. Cause if you were watching them play golf, completely different styles. I mean, like, Salas was hitting 5-wood from like 175.
Yeah. Right. On the par 3 where Korda hit in the water, you know, she's just trying to like rip it. So like it is variety, it is interesting, but like at some point it's like the lower seed, or I don't know, the non-conference team playing Clemson.
That's why they play 72 holes, right?
Gets turnovers in the first half, and oh my god, they're up three on Clemson at halftime. This is upset.
Is that like is this reminding you of when BC played Clemson this year?
It's actually probably very similar to that. Yeah, and I don't know what.
Oh Clemson, my god.
Run off like 28 points.
Are you kidding me? Hickok extended it.
He got up. He got back from. Oh my god!
He made the putt, and Harris just leaked one out to the right. Unbelievable! On to the seventh playoff hole.
They have substitute standard bearers. Andy Bissett, the COO or whatever he is sweating, wiping his brow with his traveler's blue jacket. Just what is happening? And it's Kramer, Hickok, and Harris English. Not, you know. whatever. This tournament has some wild things happen. So anyways, Sal is on in there, like, but it's a disadvantage. Like, it is. Like, the variety's cool, but it was a disadvantage, and it showed up on these par fives.
Well,
it almost felt like she got lucky at, I think it was two was the par five, there was no blood there. And then, of course, like, I mean, Nelly went out and took it. She has the skills, but hit the shots to make eagles. So
the 12th hole was a three-shot swing.
Right.
I mean, that was right. Where the tournament just really flipped. And all of a sudden, you know, Salas is down four, then down five before the double obviously kind of let her back in and made it look closer than it was. But Nelly Korda, unbelievable golf, now new number one player in the world, third number one American woman golfer of all time.
Oh, first. Okay.
First one since Christy Kerr in 2014. So first one in 7 years.
She's arguably been the best player in the world for...
I think the rankings say she has been.
Well,
she's
yeah.
number one.
Sure. I guess you put Se-Yeon Kim through the end of last year, and I'd say most of this year. I'd probably put Nelly in there. So, yeah, she's been fantastic. And just the margin of error, like she for Lizette Salas is like nil. Like if she hits a bad wedge shot on a par five, that's a three-shot hole for her. She's toast. It's over. Really, I thought that was a good watch. It was a fun watch all weekend. I don't know.
Third win of the year already. That's nuts.
It got that separation you always pine for, right?
I know. Really. Soft Reese Jones did it.
I'll tell you what. Atlanta Athletic Club has some of the most impressive walls that I've ever seen at a golf course. Just incredible stonework
spare no expense.
Edge of these hazards. These walls were really impressive. As someone who needs some stonework done in his front stoop, I couldn't believe it. It was really good.
You know
really
what my fun. Favorite thing was when they'd be like looking down line of a bunker and you just see the squiggly lines? Yeah. It was like some kid just went out there and drew those squiggly lines.
But yeah, they did separate. Does that tell you anything or no? Just that they were demonstrably better.
I mean, I don't know.
Salas was unconscious. There's outlier with like her wedges and putter, like just pulling par saves and birdies, you know, out of nowhere. And Nelly Korda is the best player in the world and played like it. Like she won last week.
Yeah.
Like she won this week. So.
I mean, the last 2 weeks have been just an absolute clinic from her. I mean, she's hitting the ball so well. It's just like something I noticed too is like she hit in a lot of fairway bunkers, but she'd always like hit good shots out of them. You know,
yeah.
Like it wasn't like
yeah.
She's hit 120 of the last 144 greens. The last 2 weeks, she's gone 120 of 144. How absurd is that?
No bogey. Didn't drop a shot until her first hole on Friday up until the 15th when she just kind of poof, flared one out into the water there. Did you get nervous at all, or was the margin was just too much at that point to really?
Three with three to play is legit. You can't puke on yourself again.
Yeah. It just...
I got Salas a question.
Wasn't sharp, though, either. Aside from being at a disadvantage for length, she wasn't sharp. A lot of heat about her pace of play.
How come we haven't taken this playoff to 15 or 15 yet?
Well, they're talking about how much they got to hustle. Like, all these New Englander starts.
What do they have to hustle?
Of course,
there's the longest. It's like the third longest day of the year.
Well, they're talking about moving the fans around. They don't want to be running back to the 15th green and all this.
At a certain point, how many of these holes do we need to go? Also, what does CBS do with all the programming? Does 60 Minutes just not cease to exist tonight? Like, or do they just push everything back an hour?
Kramer Hickok and Harris English. I think they tell. Local news.
Local news is eating the, you know,
which
eating
love
the time
hear.
Now.
You'd love to hear that. You'd love to hear local news. Unnecessary.
God, get out of here.
I love this playoff now. I think it's great. It's a service for all of us. All right, continuing on. Anything on the LPGA, the Women's PGA Championship? KPMG, Women's PGA Championship. We should continue with that.
I mean, Nelly Korda is a superstar. I mean, if she wasn't before, now she's got the major. Like, that, it's just wild, right? She's 22. Yeah. You figure she's got, you know, I don't know how many more years, but, like, this, she could be a truly great player, like one of the great American golfers.
There's
her coming out, I feel like.
A lot of heat on Lizette Salas's pace of play. A lot of heat.
Wasn't Swift.
Millian Up was tweeting about it. There, you know, it was just obvious. It was not good. It seemed like a real caddy issue too. Like one of those, you know, that guy wasn't lining her up, but if he could have, he would have. You know, he was hanging around back there, just having a conversation, and then he'd kind of walk up to standing face on. It was a really, really lengthy, drawn out pre-shot routine. Both on the tee, in the fairway, on the green, around the green.
What do you think should happen?
Here's the thing. Like, you kind of can't do it at that point in the final round, when you've done nothing forever, for months, for years, for weeks. You can't then just, like, I don't know what is supposed to happen then. It's like sort of the Giannis free throw thing. Like, either you can't choose then to make a statement and start changing the rules of which you haven't enforced, or I'm all for throwing out penalties everywhere now. Like I'm obviously things have got to pick up, but when you haven't done it or you do it so sparingly at all levels or in different, you know, women's game, men's game, whether it's a major or not a major, you can't then decide when she gets in the final group of a major to put the screws to her, you know? Like, maybe I'm being soft here, but it feels like it's got to be applied more in advance of that moment.
What you're saying is it's a systemic problem.
Right.
Systemic
well, yeah.
issue.
They're showing Kevin Streelman now.
What could spice up this playoff
more than Kevin Streelman highlights, for God's sake?
I got some texts from friends. I either need new friends or golf's really, you know, done something unbelievable. I'm guessing it's the former.
Yeah.
But the question was, do you guys think Harris missed that putt for the pip points? It's the game within the game.
Thirst bucket of the week. He wants more
stays in the spotlight a little bit longer.
Putt from the left side of the green now like 8 times today alone. Both of them, seems like. So.
It's unbelievable that these are all pars. How's nobody made a bogey or a birdie yet? Like the probability of this is just got to be through, like, so low. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else from Atlanta Athletic Club?
Good. Nothing else. I'm good.
Incredible stonework. Nelly Korda was amazing. That shot on 5, I mean, it's up there for shot of the year. I think, you know, Phil's shot on 10 at Kiowa's in there. Phil's shot to 18 at Kiowa maybe in there. But that is certainly one of the great shots, if not the shot of the year so far. And it
signaled that it might not be a fair fight, like you were suggesting.
Yeah. It started the separation. And then, of course, it was more. I couldn't believe Salas even after that. It was always like 1, right? You know, she came back with a birdie, I think, on the next hole. Kept it to 1. And then really until that major three shot. Was it four shots?
Three shot swing. Three and a 6. So,
Yeah, congrats to Nelly Korda. I don't know if this means she's going to dominate. You know, I don't know. It seems like she could win. She's won a lot already this year.
I mean, she's won like three times this year.
Yeah, she's got, I don't know, a major and a half. I hate giving the Evian full major left this year to take on. So congrats to Nelly Korda. American.
Do you want to talk about the other major now?
The spread? That's my only contribution to the spread. I honestly, grinder of the week, I don't know what you want to call it, what reward we want to give him. Admirable. Sportsman of the week goes to David Egger. Egger, plus 49. Lost to Steve Stricker by, what did he lose to Steve Stricker? 56 shots. That's your spread. Stricker was 7 under. Again, this Firestone design, like you said, it's an ass kicker for these senior guys. If the whole field's not hitting it 310 off the tee, it has a little bit of teeth, I guess. So Stricker and Jared Kelly.
The scores resemble the scores in the early 2000s.
Right.
It's amazing. Wild, one might say.
But Egger, we give Sportsman of the Week because he didn't WD. He hung in there. He did break 80 on Saturday, so you got to commend him for that. He did get in under 80 on Saturday. And I don't know, Mize WD. Dudley Hart WD.
How do you think Egger got in? What do you think his exemption was into it? Like, how did he qualify for this illustrious, prestigious major?
I don't know. Maybe he got in with Chaka WD'd or left, you know, just gave up his spot to his friend David Egger. I don't know, but I bless the guy for showing up and taking his beating, you know, each and every day, not WDing like some of these other soft souls didn't want to become part of the spread discussion. Do you have any other, did you watch a single shot from Firestone?
Yeah, I did. I actually did. This, well, it kept being on the TV. It would roll over on the TV.
And I'd
be in like my kitchen, like making dinner, and I'd hear it on the TV, and I'd be like, oh, fuck, that thing's on right now. And I just want to go in there and change the channel. But I was, you know, I was busy. I was, you know, in the other room. And this could be a monumental shotgun start where the tournament's not over and we're finished recording. And
Jacob,
I think that's kind of fitting.
70-80 at the BMW International. Game didn't translate down to where world ranking points are available. Just cleaning up on the majors at the Social Security Tour, but then goes down.
Yeah,
to
what
play
would the spread? What would the spread have been if he was in the? Yeah, it might have been. It might have gotten into the 60s.
God, is this a tap in par?
Yeah, please, Hickok has a chance to win.
How far out is he?
15 feet.
What is this Barbuda golf club hat he's got? Is that like a deal or just something he picked up when he was down there last week?
I mean, Barbuda got like destroyed by Maria a few years ago or Irma.
Really?
I mean, it got like, yeah, because I was honeymooning right by it. And I remember it got like completely demolished. So I hope it's doing better.
Hickok's family and wife might now be in the top 10 for PIP. The amount of exposure they've gotten today. A lot of camera time.
Oh God, he's not going to make this.
Not even close. He's got, how much does he have coming back?
Oh, my Seven God. He's pump. Got,
he's
not
got
much.
Like a foot and a half.
I got my YouTube TV delay, so I'm like 15 seconds.
Oh, there you go.
You
little streamer boy over there on your old janky technology. I've got good old Comcast here coming through in a timely fashion for me.
Comcastic, right? I mean, this is insane. 8 playoffs. They've almost played an emergency 9 here, and they've only made pars. These two guys just shot. What did they finish?
They're going to shoot, what, 36?
I mean, they must have made 20 birdies this week, and they haven't made one in 16 tries.
These carts are going to run out of charge or gas or whatever they have them on. Oh God, I can't.
I think they're only going back to 18 now.
I think so. I think they stopped doing 17. They should be playing to that umbrella in the middle of the lake. You know, just try to throw whatever, whoever can get one to stay wins. That's it. You have anything else on the Senior Players Championship? The worst major
nothing
in all of golf. Is that accurate? I think it's the most farcical major championship. Congrats.
It narrowly beats out the Regents. I think that the legitimately the Senior Tour should have three majors, and that's the only events they should have. They should have the stand-up mixer, the U.S. Senior Open, and the Open Championship should be the only three.
Stricker, congrats to him. There may be some buzz now. Player captain for the Ryder Cup because he won the Senior Players. He might be he'll take one of the 12 spots, home game in Wisconsin. All right, let's move on. European Tour. Victor Hovland. Or do you want to do an ad read for our friends at Athletic Brewing? I mean,
yeah,
this
I would
could
love
have been
to.
A non-athletic night, but now we've had to transition to athletic as work drags on, the broadcast drags on. I was ready to eat dinner.
Think about, podcast. What do you think Jim Nantz is saying under his breath right now? Like, God, if I have to talk about the Hickok family one
Bill
more McAtee? Time.
Can we call in Andrew Catalan for the playoff?
Bring in a reliever.
Why did they explain why they needed to substitute Standard Bear?
She got tired. It was like a
Come
girl.
On.
It was like a little girl.
All right. I don't want to be mean. I guess so. All right. That's true.
Are you kidding? If you can't go in on a little girl that needs.
I'm not. I didn't see who it was. I didn't know what. I didn't know there was who the original was. So, all right. Athleticbrewing.com is your URL. Shotgun start 15. Good weekend for athletic for me. I needed that. I had all the kids to myself. Wife had a busy week, work stuff, quarter end. I had to just. Be on the ball night and day, but I needed a stress reliever, and that's where Athletic came in at night. I did not, when I went to the pool on Saturday, I switched up, had to take one of my kid, invited his friend to the pool. Kid lives like 35 minutes away.
You had to drive and pick him up.
I'd made a little Tito's drink, and I brought Athletic just in case. And I got... And we got the text, like, could you bring him home? So I switched. I had athletic. I switched it up, made sure I was responsible, stayed healthy, stayed clear of mind for the rest of the night. That's perfect. It hit the spot again at the pool on Saturday night. So athleticbrewing.com.
I think that's the key. When you're in these marathon moments, these long days, long nights, you know, whatever it may be, whatever the situation is.
Have these athletic guys hit the fairway? On 18, once? For God's sakes!
They just both were in the middle of the fairway the last time.
Oh, they were? All right. The marathons. What were you saying about marathons?
And then it just kicks it. The hill just kicks it right back into the shore rough. Just. When you're in these marathon moments like this, you know, it just keeps you a little bit more alert. It doesn't get you into that stupor. It doesn't let you slip down there. So. Yeah. What is it? Shotgun start 15?
That's your promo code. Gets you 15% off first time orders. Free shipping nationwide on 12 packs or more. I'd recommend the Cerveza and the Upside Down Ale to mix it up. Gives you a little taste when you feel like you need a beer. We maintain there's a placebo effect, but again, we're not scientists, and it's probably an accurate statement. All right. Thanks to Athletic Brewing. Real coming big supporting the podcast this month. All right, go ahead.
I pointed out that we were mid-recording on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Michael Lord replied that we should post dead air until it's done.
Until the playoffs done?
Yeah.
We just wait and watch it and then jump in and shout when it finally reaches the resolution. Okay. Continuing on. European Tour. Victor Hovland. Wins, becomes the first Norwegian ever to win on the European Tour.
The curse. He just hasn't won on the mainland.
Tour. Yeah, yeah. Got to be a mainland PGA Tour event. Right?
But that's it. It seems like you're moving the goalpost.
Restricting
here.
It a little bit on the fly. Hovland beat
his eye healed up nice and quickly.
Yeah, what's that all about? He couldn't play the final round of the U.S. Open, but then travels to Germany from San Diego and just cleans up. I don't know.
Do you think he traveled with the? I went through TSA with the eye patch and customs with the eye patch on.
Potentially. What Brently Romine tweeted at us, like, I thought Scrivener would be the first one to win on the European Tour with an eye patch. Sailor boy Scrivener. Hovland
was excellent.
Here's
a question.
Go ahead.
At golf tournaments, do they have like a cutoff for booze sales? Like a seventh inning or fourth quarter for basketball?
I don't think so. Seems really hard
I don't
to
either.
Judge that. TPC Hartford is notoriously rowdy, from what I understand. Like, those people get after it. I don't know if there's a difference because it's, you know, pandemic times, limited crowd, limited concessions, things like that. But notoriously rowdy. I had a buddy in college who got in big trouble there, too. I think it's sort of a party. Hovland, any reaction?
I mean, another great win. I mean, he's what more is there to say? He's a world-class player. I think it's great for him as a European to go win on the European Tour. I'd love to see. Like, I don't think that's something that necessarily, you know, is going to happen a ton in as we go move forward. Like, but it's so nice seeing, you know, I don't know.
Like, world-class, A-plus European, top of the world ranking. Yeah. Top Europeans. Yeah, winning a non-Middle East event and things like that. So, you know,
I just, like, remember as a kid watching, like, I remember Luke Donald and Westy were in a playoff at the BMW PGA one year. And, like, they were, like, 1 and 2 in the world rankings.
You'd like to see the best Europeans playing on the European Tour, at least for us as American audience, coffee golf kind of deal, which is...
Yeah, coffee golf is upon us.
We got the Irish Open. We got the Scottish.
I don't think
Open.
We have any mugs anymore. Might
we
be
don't?
All gone. Well, I think
we have Bixby,
you know,
coffee.
Our shipping department, aka my sister, is really happy the mugs are done because, you know, they broke so much during shipping. It's a real pain in the ass.
She'd have to, like,
have to just send out new ones all the time. Yeah. just the anxiety holding over her head, shipping one out, knowing it might break, was, you
ready
know.
To have those out and up. Well, God, that wasn't good planning, God. That we didn't restock those for coffee golf season, but oh well.
Maybe we'll come up with something else.
We could give away
all right,
some
well, Hickok's got a 25-footer. Looks like he'll make another par.
Where's England?
Perfect position to make. Neither
Why
of them. They're
English
both on the right
hit?
Side in the rough. Like, they aren't. Oh, Will Knight says there's 3 mugs left. While we're here, we might as well fill up some ad time. There's 3 months left.
3 mugs.
And the other 3 mugs left. And, you know, one of the best things you could do for the podcast is buy some Bixby coffee to put in that mug. Buy the Shotgun Start Blend or the Westy Island Blend.
That's your light roast. We have a name for our pouch, cold brew bags, pouches. We have a name for it. We're working on artwork and designs. So we got some fun artwork coming soon.
What did we settle on?
I don't know yet. I don't want to say it until it's out there and released. You also owe someone a subscription for winning that. Hovland wins. Martin Keimer, valiant effort. Still hasn't won, I think, since Pinehurst, 2014. A valiant Sunday 64 to win a home event for him. Ooh, English is right back where he was, a little longer. This is off, for God's sakes. Another par. Pars are coming
it's
again.
It's going to be 2 more pars. Unless one of them makes a bop. I mean, that was a great shot he just hit. He's got to make one of these. They have to make one.
God.
Do you want a list of the longest wars and conflicts in the history of time?
No. 100 Years War?
That doesn't even compare to these.
Probably not.
The Crusades is the longest conflict of all time.
I mean, it's
time.
Pretty hard to define when the conflict is officially over.
Irish resistance to British rule lasted 829 years. The Roman-Persian Wars, 681. The Byzantine-Bulgarian Wars, 675. The Byzantine-Arab Wars, 421. Well, that's listed twice because it's Arab-Byzantine War.
I don't see anyone with a beer in this crowd, so they must have cut off beer sales, it seems like. I see a lot of idiots.
The Yaqui. The Yaqui.
We are providing no value at this point. The Live and Work in Maine Open. Chad Ramey wins. I think he now has committed to living and working in Maine. He has to stay there. That's part of the deal. You see, the trophy was this real sort of rustic New England, Maine woodworking type deal. No silver, no shiny objects. It's just a nice piece of wood that you put up, I don't know, over your fireplace.
I was texting with Vince. He was I texted him last night because I saw on Instagram he was in Chicago, and I was really disappointed that he left. And he said it was really hard to leave, but he did, you know. But he said, you know, the wildlife was just incredible out there. I was like, oh, like moose or bears? He goes, no, specifically ticks.
Oh God.
Woodchucks and chipmunks. He said he's never seen so many chipmunks in his life than in Maine.
What was the course? Falmouth? Yeah.
Falmouth.
Well, good. Did he say it was cold? It seems, again, to be a little too early in the year for that. You know,
just seemed a touch early. I don't know. I didn't ask him about that.
Do you see these track and field interested finals in are suspended because of heat till 11:30 p.m.?
That doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
I guess you don't want to be running. Here's Hickok.
You got to wait. What? I'm 15 seconds behind you.
Oh!
You're going to ruin it for me.
Nowhere near the cup.
God, that was a terrible putt. I mean, it's not horrible. At least he had the speed. Protecting the pip points.
We've gone from the par putts having a little bit of drama at, you know, 6, 8, 10 feet to that being just tap-in pars now. And now even that has become sort of...
Let me ask you a question. This is because, you know, we might just shut this down here now that we've gotten through just about everything.
Yeah.
Does Kramer Hickok winning change your outlook of his career? And does Harris English winning at all change your outlook of his career?
I mean, for Hickok, it probably means, yeah, he's a PGA Tour winner. For English, probably not. Hickok's won on the Korn Ferry Tour at side of the Overclub Challenge, I think. He won
good place to win. Yeah. Everybody wins there. That's Bryson's first win.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you hear that he was friends with Jordan Spieth? I wasn't sure.
Look, these guys got caught, you know, the rock at a hard place, needed Hickok facts, and didn't account for an extra hour. Oh, we made it! Shit. Finally. Harris English. You're behind.
I haven't even seen it yet.
There you go. So I hate to ruin it for
wow!
you.
Wow! Look at that fist pump. So is this the eighth hole or the ninth?
It's their eighth hole. I think it's
okay.
It's now 8:10 Eastern. This tournament was supposed to be over at 6:00. Harris English is now number two in the FedEx Cup.
Oh God!
Behind Patrick Cantlay.
He's gonna be like top 15 in the world rankings too.
How is Rom not number one?
What do you think about Harris English Ryder Cupper? How's that sounding?
I mean,
he's won twice this year. He won the Tournament of Champions. He finished third at the U.S. Open. The guy's going to be on the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah.
Does that get you excited? He might be a guy that you could throw with Reed. No, they
didn't
hate
they play
each other. Never mind.
Together? Weren't they overlapping? I thought they like really
don't. They got the woodwork.
Hey, sad news. Do you see Shan Shan Fenn might retire?
Yes. Devastating.
I mean, credit to her. She do what she wants to do.
I mean, she's 31.
She's such a great character. So fun and easy to root for. So great. Just even at most recently at Olympic, at the, you know, Shadow Creek, taking a pass on that. I mean, that would be. She's playing well, right? I mean, she's playing great golf. She was amazing at Olympic contending. And went to the final four of that match play. She's been fantastic. Top five player in the world again? I don't know. So that would be tough. Anything more? We made it to the end of this
godforsaken
playoff. On the Open Championship, I don't know. Guys may bail. You're smirking over there. You're so... Moving on.
Just, you know, ready to go.
All right.
It's over. The playoff's over. This pod's over.
Enjoy your Mondays. You know, we'll be
the
back.
The weekend's over.
Congrats to Nelly Korda, David Egger.
Oh, the Harris flying England. Bus lost my golf clubs today.
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing? You got to play an event in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll use rentals. Like,
okay. Do they have any like line of on where they might be?
No. It didn't get on the bus in the first place, and then it was supposed to be on the next bus flight to Philly. Didn't get on that one.
Uh oh. Well, you only got 13 clubs in there, anyways, right? So it's not that big a loss. You have a 6-iron still, or you?
I mean. I got a 6 and a 7. They're mismatched, but
you play the driver with the core that you can take out the thing.
That's what I'm. The only thing I'm worried about is losing my 2013 Callaway driver. It's the only club that I really care about.
All right, everyone, enjoy your Mondays. I hope you find your clubs sometime soon. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Apologies for the slipshod nature of this episode, but that's what you get for what you pay for this one. Talk to you later.